big old iron, make iron stuff, and light and put plastoc handle or anything like that, and go and start and go to dragging out stuff, and then you got to using these other kind of scoops, and then you got into having mechanical drilling things that would drag these things with.
All right. Well, what about different kinds of little waterways, things smaller than rivers in the neighborhood that you can think of? Any different according to the depth of them or how much water's in them? What are any, some different words you might have for that? The valley, maybe, if you got a word for a valley that was cut by a small stream running through it, and maybe, you know, it got deeper gradually from the stream running through it.
Well, that would be according to the drainings that this creek had got, while this bottom of it kept washing out till this other kept decaying and dropping in, and that caused this place to be deeper.
Yes.
But if it got filled up, well, then it would cause this wet, marshy stuff. But if it got some kind of opening below that, and all like that, when it got opening below that, well, then it drained down. I've seen places where they would get a good place cut, and then they'd go, you see the sand moving all the time, and then when it did come a rain and all that, wash that out, and it keep on, and if that get too big a hole into that narrow place in the valley, as you said, if it got over too narrow a place and have a rain, it soon wash them out and make them very much deeper.
Right, and what would you call one of those places, a gully or?
Yeah, you just call that they...
It washed a gully. It
washed a gully out.
What about a ravine? Would you ever use that word?
A ravine, what the most always call it, was a place, a gully with a whole lot of... It washed out and it had so much stuff, it grew over the sides and kept falling in on it. Till everything, nobody never could go through there and a thing, but this is still this water go down here, but that's the only thing I ever call the raven.
Right. All right, well, what about a small freshwater stream? Very small one a little bigger. Have you got any up to a river? What's a little bit smaller than the river?
Well, a creek. And then a branch is smaller than that, and then a spring, and branches is smaller than that.
Okay.
A spring, you take three or four springs and put them together and come in where I lived at. They say that's a brook spring up there, and that's a molding spring over there, and that's a shoemake spring there, and they all come together down there. Then they made, and then there was another one that's up above there that three, four springs on, and they come together, call that the Dallas branch, and they come in with all these that spring that I just mentioned on our place. Then they call it Wolf Creek from there till they got on down and hit two more creeks, and then they said Swift Creek.